This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Minister of Corporation Amit Shah will launch Bharat Taxi, India's first cooperative-based ride hailing platform in New Delhi today. It will be a significant milestone in strengthening the cooperative sector and promoting inclusive citizen-centric mobility solutions in the country. The Minister of Corporation said that the platform will place drivers, referred to as Sarthis, at the centre of ownership, operations and value creation, and will free them from exploitative aggregator-based models. The platform will also operate on a zero-commission and surge-free pricing model with direct distribution of profits to drivers. The Minister mentioned that Bharat Taxi prioritises social security for Sarthis through health insurance, accident insurance, retirement savings and a dedicated driver support system. He added that initiatives such as Bike Didi have been implemented, under which over 150 women drivers have joined Bharat Taxi so far. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will begin a crucial three-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir from today to conduct a comprehensive security review, assess developmental projects and engage with political stakeholders. He will reach Jammu today evening and will meet political leaders at Lok Bhavan. The visit is expected to include high-level meetings with security agencies and administrative officials to evaluate the overall law and order situation and the progress of ongoing governance and infrastructure initiatives. In Jammu and Kashmir, joint security forces killed a terrorist in an encounter in Kishtwar district yesterday. White Knight Corps, in his post on X, said that the Operation Trashi 1 is underway to eliminate terrorists and one of them has been killed. A correspondent reports that joint teams of security forces are engaged in the operation in the Dhichar area of Chhatru in Kishtwar district. Joint teams of security forces, including two para special forces, are engaged in the operation. The gunfight erupted after the forces launched a cordon and search operation following specific intelligence inputs about the presence of terrorists in the area. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has underlined the challenges of excessive concentration of critical minerals and the importance of de-risking supply chains through structured international cooperation. Addressing the inaugural Critical Minerals Ministerial convened by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington, D.C. last night, Dr. Jaishankar also conveyed India's support to the Forge Initiative on Critical Minerals. He said this in a post on X. In his address, he also highlighted India's efforts towards greater resilience through initiatives including the National Critical Minerals Mission, Rare Earth Corridors and Responsible Commerce. His remarks came as U.S. President J.D. Vance invited allies and partners to work together to reshape the global critical minerals market. Vance said modern economies still depended on real things and that critical minerals were as essential as oil and gas. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has rejected the exemption request of the West Bengal government in connection with 25 IAS and IPS officers. There have been called for a briefing in New Delhi today and tomorrow for engagement as observers in the upcoming assembly elections in West Bengal, Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. The state government earlier did not pay heed to the several requests by the EC for sending the list of the senior IAS and IPS officers for the purpose of engagement as observers. Now, the commission has taken the decision and prepared the list comprising senior IAS and IPS officers, including West Bengal Home Secretary Jagdish Prasad Meena. Plast India 2026, one of world's premier plastics exhibition, will commence in New Delhi today. The Minister of Chemicals and Fertilizers said that during the event, over 2,000 international exhibitors will showcase cutting-edge innovations in machinery, raw materials and circular economy solutions. In the Women's Premier League Cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the final at the BCA Stadium in Vadodara today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. In cricket, India will lock horns with England in the summit clash of the Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup at Harare in Zimbabwe on Friday. The match will begin at 1 p.m. IST. India entered the finals after defeating Afghanistan with 7 wickets in the second semi-final match at Harare in Zimbabwe yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.